Last couple of Twitter patient John Robinson. First one is John, J-O-H-N. John. Last time is Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N. John Robinson, date of birth, November 4, 1972. Date of service, May 82023. And of course, Sri Pratham Sethi, MD, HEAF. Reference physician, Dr. Sri Pratham Sethi, MD, HEAF. Indication screening for colon cancer, period rectal pain, period history of colon polyps, for polyp surveillance, period minor bilateral bleeding for rectum, period procedure is colonoscopy with biopsies. Prescription for the procedure, period conscious of alteration, patient application, period withdrawal time was over 7 minutes, period of findings. 15 millimeter polypoid prominence at the anal verge, probably a hypertrophic anal papilla, cannot exclude significant underlying pathology, superficial biopsies obtained. Number two, small non-brain tumors, spread other than vascular loss, become asparagus plan with the pathology, next number referral to colorectal surgery for further evaluation of the lesion at the anal verge. VERGE period. Next number follow up office 2 weeks. Next number surveillance colonoscopy after 5 years. End of dictation. How are you, Hannah? Doing well. How was last Wednesday with Dr. Mejia? Good. You got an idea of what we do.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Perfect. Robinson. I think they should have been getting consents for your next few patients.
Yes,
sir. Right. Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. Let me talk to the previous speaker and then back. Okay. So, first of all, you know, right?
Yep.
Good. So, one polyp took it off, no big deal, and everything else looks fine. The pockets, like before, the diverticulosis, the hemorrhoids, so basically nothing of concern. So, just that one polyp that's gone.
Okay.
So 5 years for the next, we'll go 3 years because of the polyp for the next colonoscopy. And if you have any problems, questions, anything before then, give me a call.
Okay.
And I will send a report to Dr. Carolyn.
Okay.
Okay? Awesome. Okay. Pleasure then. Yeah. Take care. Sure. 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 Sure thing. Mr. Robinson.
Okay.
Yes. Thanks. Sure thing.
Roman.
Morning. Yes, yes. How are you? Well, I'm good, thanks. Your consent for the student? For Elaine? Have the consent for her? Oh, there should be any.
Okay.
We got it here. Yeah. Thank you. So, you read up a little bit on Barrett's and stuff?
Yes.
Perfect. We have 76, Dr. Kran is offering. She's for heartburn and history of polyps. She's here for an endoscopy. So she had a nodule assessment. We're looking at nodule at the GV junction, the gastroesophageal junction, the nodule. It is a squamous papilloma, which is in this location is very benign. So we don't worry about this. But the endoscopy 2 months after showed the nodule again, and also in an ulcer.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is in the October endoscopy, small hiatal hernia. So, when you have an ulcer in the esophagus or the stomach, you always want to check after a couple months of treatment to make sure it's gone, because they could be people can malignancy. Ulcer, epigastric pain was resolved, nausea is gone. So when we find ulcer, we put them on proton pump inhibitor therapy, so that probably healed ulcer. So the pain is gone by the time she came back for a follow-up visit in April. But because she had an ulcer, we always looked down to make sure it's all cleared up. She had some diarrhea. So the plan was, because of the nodule, we're going to follow up with an endoscopy today. And again, for the ulcer, same thing.
Okay.
So, let's remove with the full set technique. And then, let's move this up. This is Hannah, a student. Did you meet Dr. Chandra last time? Dr. Chandra, anesthesiologist, Tracy and Vanessa. Hello. Thank you. Is the bag a little bit. In the anatomy last time with the esophagus, like you start off with the, it's very thick and muscular, and drop down to the, where it narrows down into the gastroesophageal junction, this little opening, it opens with a pop, going to the stomach, and this is the stomach. So we're looking for that little ulcer, which looks like it's healed. The mucosa is nice and pink and healthy, right? There's nothing like an ulcer here. So the ulcer is gone. The two nodules that we took out the last time looks like they have not come back. It's a good thing. And there was a nodule in the stomach as well. Let's see if we... don't see anything. Put down into the distal stomach, into the phalloris. This part is the antrum of the stomach, goes through the phalloris channel, duodenal bulb. And then the second, third portion of the duodenum. And if you notice, there was a tiny red spot in the duodenal bulb. This subtle, very subtle. So yeah, so it's a little immediate. So look, these are bumps like septic duodenitis, because acid floods the duodenal bulb open, and the alkali, the bile pH is very high. It neutralizes the acid, open, close, take it. But sometimes there's too much of acid, so it causes irritation on the bump. Clean, clean. Good, all goes under control, good. Bulb polyp. Yeah.
He is not well and
then
called and
canceled. Oh, Dr. Nelson?
Yeah.
That's terrible. This is a nodule. See that 5-6 o'clock? That little bump. It's not normal. That thing is there. It should be nice and smooth like this. But it could also be from the same problem. I'll just take some biopsies. So why is he not well?
You want me to go to his house?
The doctors are not supposed to get not well. They're, what's the point then if doctors get sick?
What's the point?
Yeah, then the whole point of getting into this business is so open. What will our patients think? We're letting our doctors get sick? Close.
Mm-hmm.
The crisis of confidence. Open. Close. Open. Close. Nodule bulb. Open. Random biopsies in the stomach to check for the bacterium. Close. You read up about Helicobacter, right? Open. Close. Body anthem for HP. This thing is the diaphragm closing in on the scope. That contraction, as it beats in and beats out, you'll find it's going in and coming. There you go. See that it's closing and opening. Mm-hmm. So the crure of the diaphragm, they squeeze the top of the stomach, right? Mm-hmm. So when she beats in, you see them closing in and closing out. Right here. Mm-hmm. You should not see them normally, but because she has a hiatal hernia, we're able to see that happening. So, distal esophagus for the Lord Barrett's. Open, close. Open, close. Open. See that proximal light pink of the esophagus and the orange of the stomach? So that's the difference in the squamous and the columnar open. Close. Esophagus is squamous, right? And, the orange is columnar. So you see the subtle, that demarcation. The gastroesophageal junction. Good. Something. Oops. No, it's just a bite block. So the omeprazole that you're giving her twice a day for the ulcer, so it's going to decrease the omeprazole to once a day.
Okay.
Because the ulcer is gone, she doesn't need twice a day.
She has an nodule in the
bowl? Yeah.
Is that the acid?
That could be from the acid, could be from a submucosal tumor. So what we'll do is we'll do an endoscopic ultrasound that will tell us if there's something under the mucosa there. So endoscopic ultrasound and decreased omeprazole.
Okay. The
exactly. So it should have gone, but it's still there. So that's why we want to do the next step would be the endoscopic ultrasound. Thank you.